Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Midnight Number 6 Live. We now have. With one warning, get a flu shot. I never felt so horrible as I felt during the week this past week. I'm sorry I put the message out as I'm very ill, giving the impression, well, when you're my age, actually, the flu can be very, very dangerous. And boy, I had it. I'm still not 100% over it, but I've passed the contagious stage. I have no, fever anymore. And I did go to work today. And that was a very tough day. Now, I've challenged some people. I've challenged some people to give us a call here at 347-945-6713. What we're going to talk about today, frankly, are the primaries. Things are starting to shake themselves out. It's a two-person race for the Democrats. Hillary Clinton seems to be getting a lot of play. She did win in Las Vegas over the weekend at the Democratic caucus, though she was expected to win by much more than she did. She still had a pretty significant victory. She got more than half the vote, which is all that you can really ask a candidate to do. She got 52% to Bernie Sanders, 48% or 47.9, I don't know. But Bernie did much better than originally expected, but he lost. And that actually makes me very sad. I feel the burn. I got the burn raging in my heart. And in fact, Hillary's just blowing smoke. I find her to be dangerous. I followed her almost all the way to the convention last year. However, even though it was decided, when it came time to vote in Maryland, I voted for Barack Obama in the primary in 2008. I will not vote for Hillary. I don't care how lopsided it is. The Republicans now had a very interesting primary in South Carolina, where almost 70% of the population is white. And it is almost entirely Republicans. The other 30% of the population are Democrats, and the vast majority of those are African American, and they seem to be coming out in favor of Hillary Clinton. I don't understand why. Hillary Clinton is a warmonger. The Clinton said some pretty terrible things about the Clintons in that primary in South Carolina, particularly Bill Clinton. And so I really believe that the African Americans are voting in against their own class interest. Yes, I believe in class warfare. I think that is how societies change themselves. When I say class warfare, I don't necessarily mean bloody revolution, but I think it's got to get a little nastier than you're carrying on, Bernie, because you're not going to win it this way. This is important, and we need to win this. I guess it really got decided in the Carolinas when Jim Clyburn came out in favor of Hillary Clinton. Today, something very interesting happened. The last of the Angola 3, a Black Panther, was freed from 43 years of solitary confinement. Robert King was released today. Really pretty amazing. The longest person ever in solitary confinement. Alfred Woodfox had a few things to say today. It's not minimizing the things that Jim Clyburn did, but Jim Clyburn is an establishment African American. He likes to pretend that he's still that civil rights guy who went across the bridge in Alabama and got his head split open. And that's an incredible thing. But it doesn't compare to being a Black Panther who spent 43 years in solitary confinement. Or the other two guys from the Angola 3. So, that's where we stand in the Democratic primary and in the Republican primary. Donald Trump won handily with over 35% of the vote. Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio finished essentially in a dead heat for second place, with, by actual numbers, Rubio finishing just a few hundred votes ahead of Cruz to officially be in second place. All of the delegates went to Donald Trump. The delegate count's really pretty close in the Democratic primary, but we shall see. Why don't you give me a call at 347-945-6713, and we can talk about this primary and what you think is going to happen. You could feel the burn. You can climb the hill. Trump cards, whatever you want to play, just give me a call. 347-945-6713. Famous Italian died over the weekend. And it's Antonin Scalia, who was a conservative member of the Supreme Court. Question now becomes, will Barack Obama be able to appoint a successor to him in his last term of office, his last year of his second term of office? We shall see. Do you think he should? I think he should give it a shot and see what happens. And I think that if he does nominate someone, that someone get a vote. I think Mitch McConnell spoke a little too soon with his ideas about the president not nominating a successor because it's his last year of office, and leave the position vacant until a new president can be elected in November and let that person do the nominating. What do you think? 347-945-6713. Should Barack Obama nominate someone or should he not? What's your view on the issue? Lots of different ideas are floating around. I hope he nominates somebody, and I hope the Republicans refuse to have a vote, because that'll only help Democrats in the November election. And I really want Democrats to be elected. I'm with Bernie Sanders on this whole election. I've been with Bernie Sanders since I was a young college student. Bernie and I are about the same age. He's actually 8 years older than I am. But there's a lot of things being said about Bernie Sanders, that how he went to Managua, Nicaragua, how he went to Cuba to visit Fidel Castro, how he and his wife went on their honeymoon to the Soviet Union. None of that stuff works against him with me. But I guess it does work against him with many people, but Bernie's platform or Bernie's ideas, his desire to change the economic playing field here in the United States is everything that I would like to see happen. I do believe in free college tuition at state universities. If we can make tuition free, we can eliminate many kinds of scholarships. There's no need for a scholarship if there's no need to pay tuition. We do not need athletic scholarships. If people don't want to go to a state university because there is no athletic scholarship, because the tuition is free, fine, let them go somewhere else. Nobody has ever made it clear to me why one has to have a university sports program based on attracting scholarship level player or players with great skill levels by scholarships. I know anybody who knows me, first thing they say, your son had an athletic scholarship. Yes, he did. However, he did not go to a state university. I went to a state university, a pretty good one, the State University of New York. I don't think anybody would argue with that. My total tuition for 4 years, tuition we're talking about now, $800, $200 a year. What's it now? $17,700. Explain that to me. Somebody call 347-945-6713. Somebody explain to me why it has to cost $17,700 to go to the State University of New York College at Buffalo. Somebody explain to me why they have to have a football team. They didn't have one when I was there. Tuition $200. They have one now. Tuition $17,700. Explain that to me. The lines are open. 347-945-6713. no need to have scholarships of any kind, provided that tuition is zero. It makes sense. How much would it cost to do this? $70 billion. Less than 3% of the money that we spent in Iraq on the war. 3%. Why can't we do that? Anybody who's got a good reason, 347-945-6713. Anybody who follows my Facebook page knows there's all those right-wing radicals that attack me all the time for being in favor of things like this. I think the best thing we can do for all colleges is not have athletic scholarships. The professional sports leagues want to have farm teams? Let them pay for it. But anyway, 347-945-6713. And no, my son would not have gone to Le Moyne College without an athletic scholarship. Was Le Moyne College a great place for him? Yes, it was. It absolutely was. But there's no reason we can't provide universal higher education for people across the United States. Bernie's way ahead of the game on this. All of a sudden, Hillary is suddenly getting on the bandwagon. Yes, we can do this. Yes, we need to do this. Bernie's plan for paying for it is to put a surcharge on transactions on Wall Street. I think that's a great idea. But anyway, give me a call, 347-945-6713, and let's talk about this. Come on, all you guys. You know who you are. Bash me on Facebook all the time. Call me names. Call me brain dead, all kinds of other things. The lines are open. Let's engage. You got the stones to come and play me one-on-one? Let's have some discussion. Other than I don't blame you because you don't have a leg to stand on. We need to break up the big banks. Yes, we do. We do not, however, need to break up the Federal Reserve. I am a person in favor of the Federal Reserve. The one place where I have some trouble with Bernie and Bernie-like people is with the idea of trade agreements. I'm a free trader. I like free trade. However, we have to find some way to keep the jobs in the United States. And one way that we surely could do that, and Bernie hasn't mentioned this yet, though they are doing it in Minnesota, and that is unlimited free Wi-Fi every place in the United States of America. That will allow us all to take advantage of the free trade agreements. Oh, boy. Seems to be a little hot in here today. We got about 10 minutes left on the show. So 347-945-6713. Let's talk about these things. Should we have free college tuition? I think we should. Should we at state universities? Should we have big bank breakup? I think we should have. There's all kinds. should we reform the tax code so that everybody pays their fair share? Let's keep something clearly in mind here as we move towards the end of this Norm at Night. I would love to get some callers here, 347-945-6713. I'm starting to lose my voice, which is part of the reason why we've got a 10-minute or a 30-minute show this evening. Hopefully by March, you know, on that first show will be March the 7th. Hopefully on that first show, we will be going back to an hour, but we'll see. We'll see. I get to say most of the things I want to say. A shout out to all my friends, Tom. There's one in Florida, one in Virginia. Excuse me. And one right here in Maryland in Silver Spring. The shout out to all the kids I played chess with. I love to play chess. I enjoy it a great deal. Oh, gosh, my throat is hurting me. But you know the number. We got about 8 minutes left. What else did I want to... Oh, the one other thing I want to say. I would have a great deal of difficulty voting for Donald Trump. However, he was he's the only person who had the wherewithal to blame 9/11 where the blame rests. And that's the president who was in charge when it happened, and that was George W. Bush. I'm not saying he didn't provide some inspiration after the fact, because he was actually pretty interesting in those areas. And by the way, I'm not a truther. I don't think he was involved in any conspiracy to knock down the buildings, but I do think that it happened was his fault. And I'm not sure it would have happened if anybody else would have been the president. And finally, Jeb is out of the presidential race. I don't know why Jeb believed that we were all going to forget what happened and who was president when it happened. And do I think that George Bush lied to us? Yes, I do. Do I think he did it on purpose? Without question. He was simply sucked in by all those neocons. And I'm glad that the person who was threatening to bring the neocons back appears to be out of the presidential race. So, if you want to give me a call, the lines are all open, 347-945-6713. I'm starting to lose my voice. We're in the final 5 minutes of the November 22nd edition of Norm at Night. I surely do miss my co-host. I miss him a lot. Not because he was my co-host, but he was a very good one of those, but because he was my friend. And he died way too young, in his mid-60s. Nobody should die that young from natural causes. I mean, that was a shame. That was a true shame. So let's see here. 347, 945, 67. Button there.